Vancouver is a diverse city, and that's why CITR is committed to multicultural programming. We feature music from all over the world: Ethiopia, India, France, Africa, Latin America, Russia, Iran, Jamaica, Italy, and Japan. And we don't only broadcast in English.
On diffuse dans un grand nombre de langues.
We broadcast in a number of other languages.
Pour sûr, il y aura une programmation multiculturelle à Vancouver. Supportez CITR maintenant. Appelez au 604-822-8648. 604-UBC-UNIT. Ou donnez en ligne à citr.ca/donate.
Help ensure that there will be multicultural programming in Vancouver. Support CITR now. Call 604-822-8648, 604-UBC-UNIT, or donate securely online at citr.ca/donate.
CITR only asks listeners once a year to support the station.
That's why we're asking you, yeah, you, to support the fine programming you hear on CITR.
How much is a year of non-commercial, completely independent programming worth to you? Your donation supports the station for an entire year, and that's why it is so important that you call 604-822-8648 or 604-UBC-UNIT or donate online at citr.ca/donate.
A donation of $101.9 is only 28 cents a day. And you can make it really easy on your bank account. Split your donation over 12 months by direct deposit.
How much is a year of CITR programming worth to you?
Support CITR during this very important annual fund drive.
Call 604-822-8648 or 604-UBC-UNIT.
Or donate online at citr.ca/donate.
Far too often, corporations operate in ways that destroy the environment and violate human rights. From northern Alberta to the Ecuadorian Amazon, oil companies have extracted great wealth and left behind only destruction and poverty. To learn more, plan now to attend the Amnesty International Film Festival, November 12th to 15th at the Van City Theatre, 1181 Seymour Street. Full program available at amnestyfilmfest.ca. Brought to you in part by CITR Radio.
Talia is preparing for her elaborate wedding. Then she meets Layla.
She's nice. Nice. Nice as in Mom's Bridge Club lady's nice, or nice as in hot.
Not everyone is able to accept the choices her heart has made.
You always said you just wanted us to be happy. I lied.
Especially Talia herself.
Do you love her?
There are things I love about her.
As the story plays out, tensions between East and West, love and marriage, and convention and individuality leave a humorous and tender love story in their wake. CITR presents I Can't Think Straight, Monday, November 16th at the Van City Theatre, located at 118 Seymour Street. Doors open at 7, show starts at 8. This gala screening of the Queer Film Festival favorite, I Can't Think Straight, will include live entertainment, a silent auction, and adult beverages. So join guest hosts Barb Snellgrove and Caroline McGivory and DJ Maxwell Maxwell for a night at the theater. All proceeds go to support CITR's fourth annual fund drive.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
I'm gay! I'm gay behind a
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Good evening and welcome to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, UBC, Canada. And yes, it is the fourth annual fun drive. Started yesterday at 6. We're doing very, very well. And so, you know, this time of the year we all do our thing in a different way than we would normally, because we're going to give you a number of reasons why this is a awesome station, and it provides you with a great deal of diversity in a musical listening experience. And those of you who have heard Shake a Tail Feather over the past few years, my name is Jason, if you haven't. The finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues every Friday night, 10 to midnight, is part of that musical mosaic. And we're going to be playing some music, and I'm going to be giving you some opportunities to call in and pledge. We are setting a goal this year for the fund drive at 24,000. You know, we're almost 10% of the way there already, and we've barely been doing this for a day. We're at $2,327.77. So thank you to the people who have donated so far, and you will have further opportunities. The pledge line, by the way, is 604-822-8648. Normally, I would give you the on-air studio booth number, but not tonight and not next week. So you can call 604-UBC-UNIT, or you can go online to citr.ca/donate. But we'd really like the call. And I'll get into some details about pledges and all of that stuff. But for this episode tonight and next week, I'm going to be having some special guests. Tonight's special guest is Mick O'Keefe, someone who has a great deal of musical experience in the record business, and welcome, Mick.
Good evening. I'm going to
get into some details. Originally from the UK, but you moved to Vancouver via Los Angeles in 1971, and then you got into the record business you worked Broadway and Arbutus.
There was a record warehouse called Pro Sound there back in 71.
Right.
And I needed a job. And I like reading the backs of LP covers. So
well, that's a great reason. Yeah, and you say there were lots and lots of warehouses and records, independent record stores and all kinds of things, right?
Half a dozen warehouses, at least a couple of hundred record stores. Thousands of people were employed in the record business back in the early 70s.
Right. Right. I got here in 95, so it's hard for me to picture a lot of the stuff.
There was already a big nail in the coffin.
By that time, yes. I remember a few good institutions, but this sounds like incredible. But you worked for them, and then you also worked for a variety of places between 72 and 76. Ran a couple of record shops. You had a PR position with London Records. They distributed
This was before PolyGram bought them.
Right, right.
And they did have a couple of hits, like the first Kraftwerk, Autobahn, because they had Mercury at the time. And, it was an easy job.
All right. But, of course, the main thing, and just to bring us to what we're going to be listening to tonight in Between Pledges for sure, is, of course, you spent 76 to 85... at Warner Brothers, and I'm seeing a picture of
me and Mingus.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm seeing a photo of Mick and Charlie Mingus, and then in this one, there's you and
Joni Mitchell.
And Joni Mitchell. How about that? See, radio. This is a radio, but
Black Sabbath.
And wow. Okay. So there's a lot of visuals here. This is great. Okay. It's the Warner Brothers period that certainly interests me because of some of you out there might know, and we were talking about this a number of weeks ago, and also over the phone. Warner had a 60s soul imprint. I think it went from about 64 to 68. Is that about accurate? Because I went online to have a look.
Yeah.
And it was called Loma, and this was the soul imprint that lasted for those few years, but put out a lot of material. And, so we will be having a listen to some of that as well as some other R&B and soul. So that's how it kind of ties into everything. After the Warner Brothers years, you ran your own operation, did you?
Yeah. It was what's known as an indie rep. You sold product for people that couldn't afford to have their own employees, so I had about 50,000 titles.
Right. You did some business with the old Virgin Megastore, which was certainly
a mecca
for me. That was a fantastic place.
I did a lot of business with those guys, yeah.
Yeah, I remember getting a lot of great reissues there as well. So, yes, we will be getting to some music momentarily, but I just want to reiterate that the pledge line is 802-822-8648. Or UBC unit to pledge. And I will just underscore the fact that music programming is certainly not all of the programming we do, but it is certainly a major part of it. And music of every genre can be heard on this station. So, I mean, you can hear soul and R&B. You can hear world music of different kinds. There's a couple of folk music programs. There's the jazz show on Monday nights. There's Sweet and Hot on Thursdays, the 20s, 30s, 40s swing and other popular music program. There's a country music program. There's all kinds of things, and we also actively support Vancouver's local music community as well. And it focuses, and I try to focus a lot on Canadian content. That's something I know I'll be getting into a fair bit on next week's program, but we do that as well. So we need your support to continue providing the best in independent, eclectic music programming. So call 604-822-8648. And pledge the pledge label, if I could speak, levels are as follows. And we have lots of really neat things to give you if you donate, not just from the station, but also from this particular program. Starting at $30, you get a Friends card, Friends of CITR card, which helps you get discounts at a number of local businesses. We'll announce your name on the air as well. So you get to be announced alongside your donation. I will also, at $30, be offering one of a stash of soul LPs I've got on hand here. And the one I'm going to offer tonight, as long as offers last, Wilson Pickett, The Midnight Mover. This is a Atlantic release from 66. Vinyl. So that I'm going to throw in with the Friends of CITR card as well. It's $60. You get the card, a CITR umbrella. You get the same album, and I'm also going to throw in, this is the first year I've done this, a CITR Shake a Tail Feather, rather, t-shirt as well. So that's starting at $60. At $101.9, you can figure out why we have a $101.9, you get a Friends of CITR card, you get a limited edition t-shirt from CITR too. You'll love the design. You get 50 seconds on the air, time to be determined, and you get the LP and the Shake a Tail Feather shirt as well. At $175, it's $175, you get two Friends cards. So with Christmas coming up, there's an opportunity for gifts here. One limited edition t-shirt from CITR, one CITR umbrella, and you get the Wilson Pickett LP and a Shake a Tail Feather t-shirt. And as we go on and up, it gets more and more interesting. $250 will get you two Friends cards, one limited edition t-shirt, one CITR umbrella, one CITR hoodie, and you get the Shake a Tail Feather t-shirt and the Wilson Pickett Midnight Mover LP. So, yeah, we go on and upward from that. I will get to some of the pledges a little bit later, but let's get to something that you brought in now. I know of Aretha Franklin, and I know of Carolyn Franklin, who sang backup for Aretha Franklin, and I know of Irma Franklin as well. I've heard recordings by all of them. I didn't know there was yet another...
Yeah, Marie.
What could you say about... because this is the first time...
I know very little about her. She's on Google, so, I mean, she's there, but she's still working, so she's still alive, obviously.
Right.
But this was her first single in 68.
On MGM, it seems. Wow.
Well, that okay. was MGM here in England. So.
Oh, I see. So it's not the American MGM.
If
it's
you
a
check
different...
the label, you'll see what...
I think you had said Matador.
Yeah,
right?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. So we'll hear some of that. And if you just joined us, this is Shake a Tail Feather on CITR. My name is Jason, the Classic Soul and Rhythm and Blues show. I have Mick O'Keefe with me as a guest. We're going to be listening to some soul music. And you have an opportunity to pledge 604-822-8648 or UBC unit to pledge. And here we go.
Can't you hear? before wind blows. Oh,
Yes, Otis Redding with Down in the Valley, we heard on Atlantic, and Marie Franklin before that on the British MGM label, but on Maverick, that was the original label that it was released on. That's that was actually indicated on there. So interesting tracks. Now, the Atlantic one, I was saying earlier, the Atlantic label is not the label I recall. I guess this was actually released in the UK, was it, on the label, Atlantic? Yeah. Okay. So, it's a black label. It's not the black and red or black and yellow label that one would have seen stateside. But anyway, we are at 10:45, and Shake a Tail Feather is on tonight with Mick O'Keefe, music, soul music collector, and also former Warner Brothers music
PR, and then branch manager.
Branch manager, right. You were forced into that by circumstances.
Yeah.
So we're going to be listening to some more soul music and R&B in just a moment. But this is one of two Fun Drive episodes, and we're on till midnight. Last year's Fun Drive total for Shake a Tail Feather was $260. I am looking at making that tonight's goal by midnight. So if you're going to pledge tonight before midnight, call 604-822-8648. I'm trying not to say the on-air number because I usually say that. That's 604-UBC unit. And pledge any number amounts. I've got prizes here, some swag for you from the show as well as from CITR. And just picking up from what I was saying before, we ended at the $250 mark for $365. Now, that's a dollar a day if you're going to do that. You can actually do these in many installments as you like. You can get two friends of CITR cards, two limited edition T-shirts, two CITR umbrellas, a CITR hoodie. In terms of being on the air, our motto this year is Own Your Frequency. You get an opportunity to be on the air if you've always wanted to be. You can get a minute on the air with $365. In addition to that and the CITR swag, you get the Wilson Pickett album, Midnight Mover, and you get a Shake a Tail Feather t-shirt. The t-shirts will be in certainly early next week. If you come in to get them, we will have them available. If not, we will send them to you. So that's something to keep in mind. For $520, that's $520. That's only $10 a week. You can get two Friends of CITR cards, two limited edition CITR t-shirts, two umbrellas, one hoodie, one CD prize pack, 2 minutes on the air, and of course the Wilson Pickett LP and Shake a Tail Feather t-shirt. Now, this is for big spenders. This last one, I've been holding out on this one. For $1,000, it works out to $274 a day, or just under $20 a week. You can get two Friends cards, two limited edition t-shirts, two umbrellas, two hoodies, one CD prize pack, a name on a donor wall, which details, I guess, will follow. And you get to host the program, so if you've always wanted to host Shake a Tail Feather, this will be your opportunity. Date to be determined in the future. And of course, you get the Shake a Tail Feather t-shirt and Wilson Pickett album as long as that one lasts. And I have other albums after that as well. 822-8648, UBC unit to donate. Call tonight. So we've got the Chuck Berry lined up now. What can you say about this song?
It just came out in 57. It was, it's never been played a lot, though, over here, so everybody knows Sweet Little 16 and all the rest of it, so here's something different.
That's right. Chuck Berry, who was signed to Chess in the 1950s, had a number of early rock and roll hits, let me just have a look here. So this is a track called Beautiful Delilah.
I could think about you, baby.
So we've got, that was Booker T and the MGs with Time is Tight. Before that, we heard Chuck Willis with My Crying Eyes, and Chuck Berry before that with Beautiful Delilah. And yeah, so you're saying the Time is Tight is a different version from the one that...
So it's got a slightly different intro, that's all.
Right, yeah, it's a bit, I noticed it was a bit quieter, or was there the drumming or the...
Yeah.
I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but it did sound different. Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, okay. The Chuck Willis one was also an alternate take.
No, Chuck Willis was the original release.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, there was something, I guess it would have been on one of the CDs I was looking at. There was an alternate version, Willie Maybon, that's right.
It was the Willie Maybon version.
That was on the blues volume, which I guess we'll hear soon, but... there's a CD that we have in here called The Blues Volume 6, on a compilation. Okay, so this is all Chess material, 50s rarities. So this has got alternate takes on it. We'll be getting to some more music shortly, but you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Shake a Tail Feather on CITR. My name is Jason. We're on until midnight. This is the fourth annual fun drive at CITR as well. And the donate phone number, the pledge line is 604-822-8648 or UBC unit. You can also donate online by going to CITR.ca bankcouver.ca/donate, and you can donate and get a tax receipt if you want, or you can get a series of prizes from CITR and Shake a Tail Feather for your donations. At $30, you get a friends card and you get your name announced on the air. You also get opportunities to be on the air in various forms, and everyone, I don't know, it's great to have your name on the air if as a contributor to community radio. And also beginning at $30, you get a Wilson Pickett LP called The Midnight Mover, originally out in 1966 on vinyl, as long as quantities last. At $60, you get the friends card, the CITR umbrella, and you get the LP, the Wilson Pickett LP, and you get a CITR Shake a Tail Feather t-shirt to go with it, the first of its kind. And at $101.9, equaling 28 cents a day, you can get one Friends of CITR card, which gets you discounts at local businesses, and a limited edition CITR t-shirt. You get the Wilson Pickett LP, and you get a Shake a Tail Feather t-shirt, as well as 15 seconds on the air. And at $175, you get two CITR cards, one limited edition t-shirt, one CITR umbrella, and you get the LP and the Shake a Tail Feather t-shirt as well. So do call in and make your pledge, 822-8648. And, you know, you help by supporting community radio. You support music shows. You support people bringing their collections to you. And I've had a number of guests over the past few years, and really it comes down to us talking about what it, about this music makes us really passionate about it, why we collect it, and why we listen to it. And I know there's lots of folks out here who listen to this show and have told me as much. And if you really like this program and or some of the other programs that you hear on this station, great time to get involved and show your appreciation. So do call and make that pledge, 604-822-8648. We'll be back with some more music from a series of Loma vinyl recordings, a compilation of Loma material courtesy of Mick O'Keefe, who is my guest tonight, who is formerly of Warner Brothers Records and other record businesses. 822-8648. We're going to be back in just a moment after some messages.
It's almost time for CITR's fourth annual fund drive. From Thursday, November 12th to Thursday, November 26th, we'll be raising money for operations, studio upgrades, and equipment purchases for the station. This year, we're inviting listeners to own your frequency. CITR is seeking to fill the airways with the names, voices, and ideas of listeners who help us raise this year's goal of $24,000. So remember to support CITR during this important annual fund drive. CITR's fourth annual fund drive is just around the corner. From Thursday, November 12th to Thursday, November 26th, we'll be raising money to support another year of quality community radio. CITR only asks once every year for listeners to support the station. So think about it. How much is a year of CITR programming worth to you? It only comes around once a year, so remember to support CITR this fund drive.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
The Pendulum Restaurant, your source for fresh dishes made in-house. The Pendulum boasts a large selection of vegan dishes, a comfortable atmosphere, and tasty breakfasts. On sunny days, you can also enjoy the licensed patio. Conveniently located next to the pit, the Pendulum is open 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Hey man, this is Big J Magneto. Man, if you want to hear all the great sounds, you got to listen to this cat, man, because this is, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the greatest sound.
And we're back at Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM, the fourth annual fun drive edition of Shake a Tail Feather. And I've got Mick O'Keefe with me. We're looking through some LPs from the Loma label. Now, for a background, Warner Brothers had a Loma, a soul imprint from 1964 to 68 called Loma. It had a number of artists on it. They did a lot of recordings, and among them there were artists like Ike and Tina Turner and J.J. Jackson. Linda Jones as well was on this, and a few other folks who aren't as familiar to me, but perhaps we could, I see Mick pointing at a James Cotton and a Smiley Lewis. Smiley Lewis.
Yeah.
Incredible. So there were some folks who were also, had begun their careers some years earlier who were on Loma as well. So what can you say about this compilation as a whole, Mick?
Well, it was short-lived. It never made it to North America. It was put out in England, and for some weird reason, I was on the mailing list for Warner's in England, and I never turned down receiving product.
No, of course.
And so they sent me the whole series back in, sometime in the late 70s, which is when this came out, but it did nothing, and it just dropped out of sight. So all this stuff is very rare.
Right.
Because unless you've got a source of the actual 45s, you're out of luck.
Basically, yeah. I've seen some stuff turn up on CD compilations, but certainly not all in one place like this. I might have seen maybe the odd thing.
This is the complete Loma catalogue of 45s, and the last one is two separate LPs on one
thing, yeah.
Linda Jones.
Wow. So in total, how many volumes you got there? Seven?
Seven
volumes, yeah. Interesting. And when did this compilation itself come out? Is this 1976?
Yeah, that's when I got it. I got it in 76, yeah.
Well, okay. Well, see, there's stuff out there. I know we'll be dealing with some more rare material next week with my other guest, some CanCon in that case, but it just never ceases to amaze me just how much is out there, lurking out there that...
And this stuff
we assume we've seen everything, but
this series never found its way onto CDs, you know, as a complete entity.
Well, it sounds like a project.
Yeah.
I wonder how difficult that would be. Probably, yeah. So anyway, the first track we're going to hear is by Bobby Bennett and the Dynamics. Now this group,
it's
Dynamics
by James Brown. That's all I know about it. I mean, I don't know the guy himself.
Okay.
But I mean, I do know the tune Soul Jerk, so.
Right, okay, and from July 1965 originally. So let's hear that, and just to bring you up to date, the fun drive totals so far in the just over day, I guess 24 hours plus five, so 29 hours that we've been doing the fun drive, we're at $2,327.77. The goal tonight is $260. That was last year's Shake a Tail Feather total. So if we can get to $260 by midnight, really, that's only a matter of maybe four people making $60 pledges and getting their friends a CITR card, umbrella, Wilson Pickett album, and Shake a Tail Feather t-shirt. That's really all it takes. 822-8648. If you like this music, you can also let us know when you do that. 604 UBC unit. You can go online and donate after hours. I don't know when after hours starts. We have the phones are open, but you can also go to citr.ca/donate to donate that way as well. Bobby Bennett and the Dynamics. And this is a song called Soul Jerk.
Yeah. me back. Bring me back. Just a little bit.
Preparing for her elaborate wedding. Then she meets Layla.
She's nice. Nice. Nice as in Mom's Bridge Club Ladies Nice, or nice as in hot.
not everyone is able to accept the choices her heart has made.
You always said you just wanted us to be happy. I lied.
Especially Talia herself.
Do you love her? There are things I love about her.
As the story plays out, tensions between East and West, love and marriage, and convention and individuality leave a humorous and tender love story in their wake. CITR presents I Can't Think Straight, Monday, November 16th at the Van City Theater, located at 118 Seymour Street. Doors open at 7, show starts at 8. This gala screening of the Queer Film Festival favorite, I Can't Think Straight, will include live entertainment, a silent auction, and adult beverages. So join guest hosts Barb Snellgrove and Caroline McGivory, and DJ Maxwell Maxwell for a night at the theater. All proceeds go to support CITR's fourth annual fund drive.
Okay, and we're back on Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. 11:15. Time certainly does fly. And the fourth annual fund drive on CITR. And the donate line is 604-822-8648 or UBC unit to pledge. And we were just hearing before that The Enchanters with I've Lost All. And, you know, I'm not sure if those are the same Enchanters that I recall behind Garnet Mims on Cry Baby, but it does sound... there's a number of different groups called The Enchanters, and like some groups, you're not entirely sure if they're the same ones. I know that a lot of different groups name themselves after the same names. But anyhow, we're hearing that off of a compilation called This Is Loma. It's a 7-volume vinyl compilation that came out in 1976, compiling the entire Loma soul label catalog from the 1960s, courtesy of Mick O'Keefe, who has brought this in very generously to help enrich our program, in part for the fund drive, and also because this is what Shake a Tail Feather does most of the year, is bring you the a lot of the unsung heroes in the soul and R&B world, as well as some stuff that you might already know. And some of the stuff you might already know is certainly good, but it's always a revelation to hear stuff that doesn't get airplay on maybe oldies radio or a lot of the other commercial radio stations. So thanks very much for bringing this in, Mick. Before The Enchanters, we heard Linda Jones, and Linda Jones is best known probably for a song called Hypnotized, which is also on this compilation, but we heard a song called It Won't Take Too Much. And before that, we heard The Dynamics, and let me see now, the Bobby Bennett and The Dynamics with Soul Jerk, a song produced and written by James Brown. And of course, you might have recognized the riff, the horn riff at least, from Bill Doggett's Honky Tonk from the mid-50s, which you've also brought in. So what can we say about...
About Loma?
Some of those, yes.
About Loma, it was a very small budget label, and they did not have the money to buy or to bring in the bigger acts. I mean, maybe Ike and Tina Turner and a few of the others were exceptions, but most of these were kind of people that were just jukebox fodder.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what it was about. They'd throw the singles out and hope for the best.
Mm-hmm. So when Loma closed in 1968, this was this because the label itself didn't seem to be making enough for Warner Brothers, or what?
That's it. Warner's just got fed up with it. It was a project, and then they just moved on.
Mm-hmm. Because they did have artists record for Warner Brothers, the kind of the main label as well, prior to that. I think the Royalettes, I don't know if you've heard of the Royalettes, they were from Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
They did a song called It's Gonna Take a Miracle. They actually recorded that on Warner Brothers. I think the 3 Degrees were on Warner Brothers at one point for a very short period of time. So they were putting out R&B on the main Warner Brothers label as well. Yes, so we're going to be hearing some more Loma, and as well we'll be hearing some other stuff on 7-inch, and a few things on CD as well, some alternate takes. And the pledge line is 604-822-8648 or UBC unit. And the goal for Shake a Tail Feather for this week and next week is 520, and that is 260 tonight. That is really just a matter of a, you know, you can call in and get us closer to that, pledge $30 and get a Friends of CITR card, and get your name announced on the air. You can pledge $60 for a Friends of CITR card and get a CITR umbrella as well. For the $30 mark, I'm also throwing in a Wilson Pickett album from 1966 called The Midnight Mover, and it's got some excellent tracks on it. Came out on Atlantic in 1966. At the $60 level, not only do you get that, but you also get a Shake a Tail Feather, a t-shirt, which you can come in and get when you come in to pay your pledge, and get the CITR swag as well. For $101.90, that's 101.9, you get the Friends of CITR card, the limited edition CITR t-shirt, the Shake a Tail Feather t-shirt, and the Wilson Pickett album, and 15 seconds on the air. For $175, you get two Friends of CITR cards, one limited edition t-shirt, one CITR umbrella, and the Wilson Pickett LP and Shake a Tail Feather t-shirt. For $250, you get the two Friends cards, the limited edition t-shirt, the umbrella, and a CITR hoodie. And of course, you get the Wilson Pickett LP and the t-shirt from Shake a Tail Feather. $365, you get all of that, but you get two umbrellas, and you get a minute on the air as well. So you get a chance to send out a message, and you get your minute of fame on the air. And $520, you get all of the above, plus a CD prize pack, 2 minutes on the air, and so forth from Shake a Tail Feather. You get the t-shirt, and you get the album. And at $1,000, you get all of the above, you get a name on a donor wall, and you get to host a show, a Shake a Tail Feather show. And, date to be determined. So 604-822-8648. And for pledging, that's 604-UBC unit. Phone is at the ready. This is the Charlie Underwood Glide Band with a song called It Will Stand. This is from This Is Loma, the box set on vinyl of the Loma Soul Catalog.
repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
And you're listening to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And it's the fourth annual fun drive at CITR. And the donate number is 604-822-8648 to pledge. I have Mick O'Keefe with me, who has brought in a great deal of rare soul and R&B and rhythm and blues and a number of different things. And it's been really enlightening to hear a lot of this stuff. We just heard Lonnie Youngblood with a track called Roll with the Punches, and that was off of This Is Loma of Volume 4. It's a 7-volume vinyl set. Not available anywhere, but it came out in 1976. We heard Charlie Underwood Glide Band before that with It Will Stand, and two off of the same volume, Volume 4 of This Is Loma. And thanks again for bringing that in, Mick. That's certainly, it's got a lot of really neat tracks on it. Now, you were saying that there's some comment on the back of one of these that had to do with 1969 being earmarked as a year in which there was a decline in, was it listenership to black music? What was that?
They, their words, not mine, they say that black music became bad news again in 69, meaning that
there were... Seems a bit early, yeah.
There were no sales. Radio stations didn't want to play them. I mean, that was, you could say the same thing for Vancouver. I can remember War having a big hit, and the radio stations here wouldn't play it in 72, 73.
No kidding. Yeah, because I'm not used to, I guess I usually would associate this trend with a bit later.
In fact, the only person who could be guaranteed to get played on commercial radio here was Stevie Wonder.
Okay. Almost singularly. Is that... I grew up in Montreal, so I don't know what the radio formats are like here. But
no, they were a bit more liberal, but it was pretty tight here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's interesting because I've been flipping through a book called Death of Rhythm and Blues by Nelson George, and it talks about a lot of those same trends. It kind of places the beginning of the end maybe a bit later than 1969, more like about somewhere between 72 and 75. Doesn't really nail disco as being responsible for it. It kind of nails more the kind of the major labels, kind of gobbling up the independent channels and the radio stations as well, working through radio station channels. It's a really kind of a neat book. It's one of the few books that actually talks about the phenomenon of black radio stations, probably from the late 40s onward into the 70s. That whole kind of chunk of time. You had a lot of crossover, but then the other side of it, of course, was there was a lot more uniformity kind of imposed throughout a lot of these stations and their formats. But it's interesting to see the liner notes on the back of this because I think, I play music on this station and it's great to get some background information on where the songs have come from and stuff like that. So the stories behind them are quite neat. So in a moment, we're going to get to something on CD, though, courtesy of a Chess reissue. The series is called, I think it's called The Blues. Is that?
Yeah, The Blues.
Okay, Volume 6, and the volume is called 50s Rarities. Okay, now I get it. So we're going to hear a track by Willie Maybon in just a moment. But I want to reiterate that lines are still open for pledges, and the line again is 604-822-8648. That's UBC unit, and you can pledge $30, $60, $101.90, or $101.9, $175, $250, $365, $520, or $1,000. Any amount is great, but all of those will get you a wide range of CITR swag, as well as a Shake a Tail Feather specific swag, including the Wilson Pickett 1966 album on vinyl called The Midnight Mover, and a Shake a Tail Feather t-shirt, newly minted, and they will be ready for you early next week. So if you come in early next week, we should have them, or we will send them to you, guaranteed. 604-822-8648. And so what could you tell me, Mick? We have Mick O'Keefe in with his soul and R&B collection and stuff. And what can you tell me about this alternate take about Willie Maybon's I'm Mad?
Not a lot, except it's an alternate cut, that's all.
Okay.
And I happen to prefer it from the originally released version.
How come?
I like the words, I like his delivery.
Okay.
And we'll just give it a spin.
Sure, we will hear that. I've heard the original, so this, again, will be yet another revelation possible on community radio, folks. You won't hear this on commercial oldies radio, alternate takes, and the rest of it generally, at least I haven't. So do give us a call and pledge. This is Willie Maybon with I'm Mad.
Read round wonderful, beautiful world, in the wonderful waters around the curve, and everything that's in the world, I hops up and marries a glamour girl. I'm mad. You done done me wrong this time, baby. I'm mad. Baby, you know I'm mad. Ask my baby, could she stand to see me cry? She said, yes, I could stand to see you buried alive. I'm mad. You done me wrong this time, baby. I'm mad. You know, I'm mad. Everybody's talking about the clothes, you know, but them clothes, you ain't gonna wear them anymore. There won't be no more washing and hanging upside the wall, throwing them out the window and running out and get them a little bit before the fall. I'm mad. You have the nerve to try to be glad. I'm mad, baby.
Everything about you, and I'm crazy about the way you do, 'cause I'm hooked behind your kisses, because you thrill me through and through. And I am I crazy?
Am I crazy?
Or would you call me a fool?
Don't you call me a fool?
Am I crazy?
Am I crazy?
Or would you call me a fool?
Would you call me a fool?
'Cause I'm nuts about you, baby. How would you call me a fool? Now when you walk up close and touch me, you're putting my head in a spin. You make me feel so unnecessary, until I want you to touch me again. Now, am I crazy?
Am I crazy?
Or would you call me a fool?
Would you call me a fool?
crazy?
Am I crazy?
Or would you call me a fool?
Would you call me a fool?
Cause I'm nuts about you, baby. Now would you call me a fool? Now when you slightly lose your temper, I don't condemn you at all, because I praise your love so highly until I never would let you fall. Am I crazy?
Am I crazy?
Or would you call me a fool?
Would you call me a fool?
Am I crazy?
Am I crazy?
Or would you call me a fool?
Would you call me a fool?
Cause I'm nuts about you, baby. Or would you call me a fool? Up close and touch me. You put my head in a spin. You make me feel unnecessary until I want you to touch me again. Am I crazy?
Am I crazy?
Or would you call me a fool?
Would you call me a fool?
Am I crazy?
Am I crazy?
Or would you call me a fool?
Would you call me a fool?
I'm nuts about you, baby. Or would you call me a fool?
On Shake a Tail Feather, CITR 101.9 FM, 4th Annual Fun Drive Edition. And we just heard Lowell Fulson with Don't Drive Me, Baby. And before that, Percy Mayfield with Would You Call Me a Fool? And before that, Willie Maybon with the alternate take of I'm Mad off of the Blues series, Volume 6, 50s Rarities. The first I've ever seen of this. It's part of a series. You say you haven't seen
not any of the other volumes, no. And I just got this as a end of line, you know, a cheapie, the old Sam's on single before it closed.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is quite fascinating. I am now interested in seeing what else they got. I wonder how many volumes they came out with total. It doesn't really...
Well, you're going to get some of it if you pick up that... I've got it, the Chess box set.
Right. Big Chess Blues.
Chess Blues.
Okay, because there's also the Chess Story, which I think is three box sets.
That's a bigger one, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, this is quite neat. So we heard those three tracks, and we're going to get to a couple of other things, some Motown stuff in just a moment, courtesy of Mick O'Keefe, who is generously brought in actually a lot of stuff. I always, on my shows, tend to bring in more than I'm actually going to play, just to be on the safe side, and we do definitely have a lot of stuff here from a variety of labels, be it Loma or Motown or any of the distributor labels in the UK, like London and Stateside and those other ones. And just a reminder that if you want to hear any of these shows, one of the good things about this station, and of course your contributions help us run this, is our podcasting facility. We make our shows available for you to hear, even if you aren't available to hear them at their original times. Not everyone hears this show on Friday nights. Some people listen to the podcasts when they become available over the weekend, as this one will be, and or they'll go back and listen to episodes from weeks and months past. At this point, you can go back to about April of 2008 and find most of the episodes of Shake a Tail Feather on the CITR.ca podcast page. So just one more thing that your pledge money goes towards: our programming, our podcasting, our server upgrades. You know, at some point servers break down and they need to be fixed. Software needs to be upgraded. Things need to be redeveloped. And so it all helps. And you also help keep us on the air with the kinds of music programming you hear here on Shake a Tail Feather, as well as the mosaic that is the rest of the programming schedule. And if you're curious about the programming schedule, you can go to CITR.ca and click on schedule or shows and get the range of programming that's available to you. And yes, so there are 15 minutes left, and you can still come in, or call in rather, with your pledge for anywhere from $30 on up. You will get a whole bunch of different things. CITR is offering you swag, and so am I. From a selection of vinyl, I have a Wilson Pickett LP called Midnight Mover, which is yours starting at $30, along with a CITR Friends card, and you get your name announced on the air. And at $60, you get the Friends card, you get a CITR umbrella, you get the Wilson Pickett album, and you get a Shake a Tail Feather t-shirt, and you get the t-shirt and the Wilson Pickett album from that point forward. As long as you donate at least 60, you can get those two things, as well as the other CITR goodies that will come your way. At $101.9, you get all of that plus a limited edition t-shirt from CITR and 15 seconds on the air. At $175, you get two cards, but everything else is the same, and you get an umbrella, CITR umbrella. And as we're in November, that will come in very, very handy. $250 will get you all of that plus a CITR hoodie, and $365 will get you two umbrellas as well as the hoodie and a minute on the air. $520 will get you two umbrellas, two cards, two limited edition t-shirts, a hoodie, and a CD prize pack in 2 minutes on the air. At $1,000, you get all of that plus a CD prize pack and name your name on a donor wall, and you get an opportunity to host this show at some point in the future. And of course, you get the Shake a Tail Feather swag to go with it. The number is 604-822-8648. We're on until midnight, and then Piero will be coming in with Vampire's Ball to take you until 4 a.m. And so we've got first Martha and the Vandellas. Now, I have heard this one, that being Wild One by Martha and the Vandellas. I agree with you. I think the Vandellas were probably the best girl group at Motown.
Yeah, this was a big hit in 65 in England.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it did over here, but I thought she had probably about the strongest voice of any of the lead singers. And she was just an employee at Motown.
That's right.
So
That's right. I think she was doing secretarial work for them at one point, right?
Yeah.
Interesting. It's great. It's great when talent like that gets discovered. When it doesn't get discovered, then I think we all lose something.
But I think it was a jammy way that she got in there. I think they were missing a singer.
That's right. Right. Yeah. And I think they were doing backup for Marvin Gaye at some point early on, were they not, as well?
Yeah.
So yes, this is Wild One, and then we're going to follow that up with a Marvin Gaye song called Chained. Right, and it was released on Stateside, which was releasing Motown product before the Tamla Motown distribution wing of Motown opened up in London. That's basically it. So we will hear those two tracks. The number again is 604-822-8648. Martha and the Vandellas.
Yeah.
CITR has tons of friends. Because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your Friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become... CITR has tons of friends, because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your Friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
And welcome back to Shake a Tail Feather. It is 5 to midnight, and we've had Mick O'Keefe in with his soul and R&B collection from Loma and Motown and a number of other labels. I want to thank you for bringing those in. Must have you on again sometime. We'll probably be able to get into a little more of some of this other stuff, but it's been a pleasure having you on. Thanks.
Thanks.
And, of course, next week I'll have another guest on. I'll have Marc Desjardins on with some CanCon soul, some rare CanCon soul, which I'm sure will be every bit as enlightening as some of the stuff we've heard tonight. That's next week on the second of two fourth annual Fun Drive episodes of Shake a Tail Feather. You can still call in your pledge at 604-822-8648. That's UBC unit, or you can go online to citr.ca/donate to donate online as well. And so to go out, Pira, by the way, is getting lined up for Vampire's Ball, which should be starting in about 5 minutes. We're going to go out with a song by Shaky Jake on a Prestige Bluesville album called Good Times. It features a few people, including Jack McDuff on organ, one of my favorite organists. Looks like a great album. What can you say about this track called My Foolish Heart? Great vocals, great organ.
Fantastic solo by Jack McDuff. And I really like the lyrics. I think Shaky is... I mean, the guy only made two albums.
Right.
And he had a hard life. That's what the title of the album's called, is Good Times.
Good Times, right.
He can't even get a job in Good Times. That's what the lyrics are.
Ah, okay.
So it's kind of appropriate
sure.
for the jobless recovery that we're going through.
No kidding. Okay, so we'll hear that track. I'll be back next week with another special guest, and from 10 to midnight. The Fun Drive continues until November 26th. And, I will see you next week. This is Shaky Jake with My Foolish Heart.
Tales of torment that I believe that I have lost what I never had. Who we my foolish heart, my foolish heart. Vikers and clays that I've forgotten. To you, my darling, I seem like something rotten. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My foolish heart. My foolish heart. I say to myself, I lean by my side, a God in my life high, as I till life. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. My food is hard. Oh! Help us! Help me! No! Look out, Lily! Woohoo!
yourself. Lean by my side. I've got in my life high. As I till lies high. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my foolish heart. Oh, my foolish heart. Oh, my foolish heart. My foolish heart.